Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about holiday sales slumps. Do they exist or not?
It's funny. I love this one. Every year, we get these questions. They come in a lot. Everybody gets concerned. It comes up on our weekly member calls. So I talked to my team, and we thought we'd make a whole show about it. And I'm going to fill you everyone in, and I have some good ideas too.
Before we get into it though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay, Buzz asks, has anyone ever bought land through government auction and resold? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Go.
Oh man, I'm qualified to answer this. So yep. Here's the thing. There's this website called governmentauction.com. It's owned by, or it used to be owned by, I'm not sure now who owns it, a guy named Paul Sebesky. And so he calls it government auction, but it has nothing to do with government. That's just the name of his company. And he's been around since longer than I have. So he's actually, before the internet, would do live auction sales. So he would spend a tremendous amount of money on advertising, get a bunch of people in a room. And again, because there was no internet way to do this, auction off property with terms and the whole thing is very, very successful. He was only like one or two or three or four people in the whole country that was doing it. And he'd travel around doing it, buying property the same way we do. So just be careful about that. That's, you know, a piece of old school information. You may not be buying property from the government. You may be buying it from him or somebody else that is using that word. I think the real question that you're asking is it okay to buy back tax property? And the answer is, you know, we've made a career out of that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hold a candle to buying and selling, you know, buying property the way that we do with sending out direct mail. In fact, as a percentage, I bet 95% of the property we buy is through direct mail, land and houses. The other 5% is either back tax deeds or foreclosing on tax liens, and that's all land. In all of my experience, it's near impossible, contrary to the late night infomercial, buying houses for back tax. There's just too much competition, and it's too laborious to get through these tens of thousands of units of lists to find that one little gold nugget. You know, there's just a better way. So I could do a whole podcast, not an episode, on this topic. I'm pretty well versed in buying back tax property all over the country, actually. If that interests you for whatever reason, there's a lot to it. It's very brainy and very time consuming. And really, when I say this, seriously, please take me seriously. Buying back tax property is a great complement to sending out mail. It's not the other way around.
I was going to add, too, because we've talked about this often. Some people worry that, well, gosh, if I do this, I've got this treasurer's deed. I go to sell it. Now, can they get title insurance on it? And there are companies out there that specialize in this. So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
You can. There are special that they can help you do that. So people can use it and love it and build on it, whatever they want to do the normal way.
Yeah, there used to be you get a treasurer's deed, and then it's like, oh, man, I got a second-class piece of property. There's probably some problems. All of that, thank God, is going away.
Yes.
That negative, the negative vibe or the negative connotation that goes on with back tax property is slowly but surely, because of the internet and the stuff that the tools that Joe's talking about, going away, which is good.
Thank you.
I could talk for hours on this, actually.
I know you
can. And probably should. You know what? I'll put something.
Do a back tax week.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'll put something together where it's not just me talking in front of a camera. I'll put some stuff together on this and maybe hold a webinar or something like that.
That'd be great.
Today's topic, holiday sales slumps. Do they exist or not? This is the meat of the show. Jill, define this, please, for everyone.
So every year this comes up, and we're getting into the holidays. Obviously, it's like right around the corner. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Christmas, New Year's, and everybody worries like, oh, shucks, am I going to have trouble, you know, selling property during this period? Is anyone even online? What's going to happen? And so every year we talk about it, and every year we all sit back at the end of beginning of January and go, wow, that was great. It didn't materialize, because things do happen. I'm here to tell you, property does move. You'd be surprised, you know. And it's not just me. There's so many members that we talk about in our online community. Like, yep, I sold that one the day after Christmas. I think I sold that one on Christmas. And I have my own little theory as to why I think it happens. But, you know, and I'll share that, actually. especially between the Christmas and New Year's, a lot of people have time off. They're on the computer. They're staring at the snow. They're dreaming of other things. The family, the kids are driving them nuts. You know what I mean? And they might be ready to pull the trigger on something. So it's just, it's comical how you think it's not going to happen, but it does. So here's my advice. And I was just thinking about this for the show, and actually my team's not doing this to the best advantage, you know, using it to our best advantage as we could. So I'm sharing this with you and everybody, including my staff. We need to all use this to our advantage. Why are we not having a Black Friday land sale? What's wrong with that?
I agree.
You know, you used to be, I don't know if you could do it now, but back in the day on eBay, you used to be able to put things on your lead photo. Remember that? I could put like a red ribbon like on it. Why wouldn't you not, I don't know if you could do it now,
you
but
can.
On other, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you not do that? Have like a red ribbon, like give this for Christmas, you know, kind of thing. You know, your dreamy cabin property.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be awesome. My other point I want to make is, well, what do you think about that, first of all?
About the Black Friday sale?
You like
I think
my
it's
idea?
The greatest thing ever. I really think, I mean, I, you know, there's the Norman Rockwell version of holidays is for some people, but I think honestly it's definitely as a number, from a number standpoint, the minority number of people have that kind of holiday. Mm-hmm. I think there's tons and tons of people scouring the internet. This isn't my theory. I just read that all over the world, that Black Friday is the highest sales from a dollar standpoint, sales day for everything, you know, real estate included, that of the rest of the year. So, no, I've had a tremendous amount of luck buying and selling property during that holiday period.
You know, it's funny if you notice there's like a lot of open houses and things around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
People have the time off. They're saying, hey, let's go cruise that neighborhood, babe, that we were thinking of moving in.
Yeah.
Put the kids in the car. We got nothing to do today. Let's go do some driving around. And we'll look at the Christmas lights, you know, while we're at it.
All the type AAA people that I know, entrepreneurs and stuff, they don't take a day off during the holidays. They might take a few hours off and hang out and do some stuff, but they're still kind of working. You know, I don't, all through the weekends, I work. I wouldn't call it like sitting down at a desk working and buying real estate, but I do research for new companies or whatever. So I think there's a lot of people that if you just push them a little bit, like with the sales and mm-hmm. stuff that Jill's talking about, it's going to work.
I wonder how many people listening have the same thing going on in their household as in mine. Is there always a laptop on your couch plugged in? Because at that moment that your partner wants to just pick it up and do some research, do you find yourself watching Shark Tank and trying to reach out to people on that show and say, we're hiring that guy?
Do not play that Shark Tank card.
Welcome to my world.
Between the two of us, I'm not the
actually,
compulsive
I did that.
Shark Tank person.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I did that one time. There was this guy on Shark Tank that he called up somebody and said, I should be your COO. And like they got together and I'm like, I'm calling that guy. I tried to stalk him, and he actually didn't. He's obviously, the gig he's got is working out fine.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get back to me, but I was trying to get that guy myself. It was so funny.
Seasonality and holidays and all this stuff to real entrepreneurs just don't matter. Mm-hmm. You're going to find a way, if it's in your soul, forget about land and real estate, but whatever you're working on, if it's in your soul, this is going to happen for you. So I don't think the seasonality matters. As far as your customers go, for like land buying customers and house buying customers, they're probably the same way. If you're truly wholesaling like we are and you're not going to the consumer, you know, selling to the end user or consumer, these people are all just as nuts as you are. And me. I put myself completely in that group.
Thank you. I have to admit, I'm a little nuts about that too. I don't sit and research new businesses and things like that as much as you do, but I do get very into, you know, my side of the business.
Jill does not, she used to, but she does not now, put an apron on, put her hair up, put some soft music on in the kitchen and bake some pies and spend a couple of days in there before Christmas, trust me. In fact, the reality is, because of our family and how it's all structured, we don't even have the holidays on the day we're supposed to have it. because it's just the kids aren't in town. They're not in town the next week.
They're older.
It's just, you know, she used to do all this stuff. And I'm not knocking her.
Do you miss it?
No, I don't.
Do you want me to make a pie?
And nobody's starving. We still have pies and stuff. She just doesn't make them. And I don't, you know.
Be honest, I never actually made a pie. So if you think I made it, I didn't. Well, so I make cookies.
You're a good actor.
Thank you. I'll make a lot of cookies. That's my thing. I make cakes. I'm good with cakes, cookies. I don't know why I'm not a pie, making a pie. You know what? I think Marie Callender does it so much better than I could. Yeah. I don't need to do that.
And I swear it's cheaper.
Uh-huh.
You don't need a 25-pound bag of flour to make six pies, and then it sits there.
Exactly.
Join us next time on the House Academy show. We just made some changes. This is a good time to bring it up.
Yep.
Blaine Academy show since 2015. He's either been a 7-day a week show or a 5-day a week show. Most recently, 5 days a week for years and years and years. The House Academy members, we have another company called House Academy, another membership group, are saying, where the heck's our shows? So Jill and I decided, we debated about this for quite some time. The Land Academy show now is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The House Academy show, which is on a different channel, is on Tuesday and Thursday. Still 5 shows, everybody. Just 3 for Land Academy and 2 for House Academy, but they're on different channels. So tomorrow, which is Tuesday, if you're wondering where the Land Academy show is, it's a House Academy show. And all you need to do is keyword search House Academy wherever you have it all linked up into your phone, or however you listen to the podcast or watch YouTube. It's on a separate channel, but the show's there at the same time.
And you might want to check it out. There's a lot of things that overlap in our business between Land Academy and House Academy. So you might learn some stuff that help you with your land business.
Yeah, it's the most successful people in our group use both product types to overlap the product lines, you know, in conjunction with each other kind of thing. So join us next time on the House Academy show for the episode called Deals We Are Doing Today by Jill.
And we answer your questions. Post it on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I'm excited as hell about this. That's the truth of it.
The holidays?
No.
Oh.
No. About the House Academy thing, because we've been quietly going along buying and selling houses. We're doing a ton of deals. Actually, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. A ton of deals. Jill's been doing a ton of deals in LA County. So we're going to talk a lot about that. But it really makes a lot of sense, all kidding aside, to do both.
I agree. By the way, our Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.